In the Modern Ag Report, wind energy technology has advanced significantly over the last several years, and with incentives, it's become a viable option for some areas of the country. Wind and Water Technology Deployment Manager for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, Ian Baring Gold, talked to AgNet West about their informational program.
We run a program called the Wind Exchange, and it's to provide information about the appropriate deployment of wind technologies. There's a lot of information out there, some of it really good and some of it really bad. And so as a government resource, we provide a place for people to go, whether you're a county commissioner, news media, a public concerned citizen who is looking at wind development in their area, to understand what are the real impacts and benefits of wind technology deployment, because there are both.
And how is the wind industry
doing? The wind industry
doing?
is in a very good place. The technology has improved quite a lot over the last 10 years. A lot of it has been deployed really across the country. Going back 10 years, it was really only focused in kind of the historical sites of California and Texas and Minnesota and Iowa. But because of the changes in technology that make wind much more broadly affordable, with the support of subsidies from the federal government, that the technology is viable in a lot of parts of the country. And as the technology improves, it's becoming more viable across the country.
Wind energy technology has advanced so much, in fact, that in some places it may be the best renewable source.
We're actually getting to a point where in good sites, wind technology is the cheapest electron you can put on the grid. And it has the additional benefit that it's a constant price. You know what the wind is going to be blowing in 10 years, so you know what your prices are. And so you can sign 15, 20-year power purchase agreements for the sale of this wind technology, which is a great hedge against fluctuating natural gas and other commodity prices. And so, of course, you're not going to do 100% wind. No one is ever thinking we're going to do that. But it's a very viable mix on the portfolio.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.